Welcome to WellPod, an EJG created podco podcast aiming to raise awareness, reduce the stigma, and make positive change for mental and physical health in regional and rural Australia. Please know that some episodes will discuss mental illness, suicide, and potentially other topics that people may find triggering. Today is the second Thursday of September, also known as Are You Okay Day, which you probably already know based on the flooding of your social media feeds with awareness and promotion about the day, which is incredible, but can sometimes feel a little bit performative. I have put together a couple of reminders that I want you to remember this Are You Okay Day. First, some quick background about the day. It started in 2009 by Gavin Larkin after his father took his own life. He created the initiative to promote reaching out to other people and presenting an opportunity for friends, families, and others to check in on each other's mental health. Events are held in the name of Are You Okay Day nationally, as well as workplace, school, and community-based activities. Obviously, I cannot say a bad word against the day. I think it's incredible. I also can't say a bad word about anything that stands for, promotes, or reduces the stigma, works to tackle mental illness and suicide. But I do have some reminders that I want you to be aware of this Are You Okay Day. The first one is that it's totally fine not to ask, are you okay, if you do not have the mental capacity or you aren't in the right headspace to do so. When you're struggling, you need to look after yourself first and foremost. It's okay not to take on someone else's struggles while internally dealing with your own. Do not feel guilty for not asking the question. Instead, you might be able to prompt someone better suited to the situation to ask the question themselves. Something you need to consider is if you are the right person to be asking the question, and make sure you do consider this before you commit to asking. Are you close enough to the person to be the one asking? You don't need to be an expert, but you do need to have some kind of connection and empathy, and they need to be comfortable with you. I cannot tell you the amount of times I have been asked, are you okay? And I have said yes, because I don't have any connection with the person asking. Like, it's great that they care, but I don't feel comfortable enough talking about my mental health with them, so I pretend that I'm fine. You can be 100% prepared to ask the question, but you also need to be 100% prepared for them to shut you down. In the depths of mental struggle, it can be so incredibly hard to admit that you are struggling. It might be the stigma surrounding mental health. It might be the fact that they are struggling to find the words, or that they can't process their own feelings. Even if you get shut down, you should know that the action of asking has touched them, even if they don't show it. Next. Please don't try and solve their problem or make it all about yourself, because that's not what the day is about. If they do choose to talk, listen to them with an open mind. Create a safe space for them to share their feelings without judgment, but don't try and be a problem solver. Just listen. Let the conversation be about expressing their feelings and empowering them through release, and empowering them to take that first step of acknowledging their struggles. Next, you need to know what to do if they tell you they aren't okay. You need to be prepared for that. Be prepared for emotions, be prepared for it to be a little bit awkward, there might be some tears, honestly, anything could happen. You need to be prepared for them to let everything out, to be fully honest with you and let you know exactly what is going on, because sometimes that's what people need. They need to release everything. You might get periods of silence and you just need to let that sit. Allow it to sit comfortably when it calls for it. Don't press them on it. Let there be silence when it needs to be silent. There might be some anger, there might be some anxiety, and you need to be prepared for a huge range of emotions. But most of all, you need to be prepared to be patient, to actively listen, and to stay calm. My last reminder is, don't reserve the second Thursday of September every year as the one day you ask people if they're doing okay. Regularly check in on your friends and family. Regularly check in on their mental health. You can start a meaningful conversation with someone on any day of the year, not just Are You Okay Day. Thank you for listening to this episode of WellPod for the Well in the Wheatbelt project. WellPod is all about rural and regional mental and physical health in Australia. This is an EJG Creative Podco podcast.